Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia. I am the lead Spurs writer at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio. And I've been covering the San Antonio Spurs on Press Row since 2004. My God, I'm old. I am glad you are here, right here on Locked On Spurs, because we have a lot to talk about. This show pretty much covers everything about the San Antonio Spurs, whether it be game previews to hot topics, right here on Locked On Spurs, we're going to catch everything. And that's what makes this show so great. And thanks for listening in today. So what do we got cooking today? Well, we're going to be talking about the big elephant in the room, and that is Kawhi Leonard. I know, you're probably thinking, what's more to talk about? He's coming back. Hooray. Well, I hate to break it to you. I'm going to be raining on your parade today. We shouldn't be, and Spurs fans across the globe shouldn't be getting their hopes up too high. So we're going to add a little dose of realism today and just kind of bring it down a notch. And I get why you're excited, but I think it's time we pump the brakes a bit, and that's what's coming up on that show. And I'm glad you're still here to check us out right here on Locked On Spurs. But to discuss the Kawhi Leonard rain on the parade day, I am once again joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, you decided to come on as a guest probably at the wrong time, where you're probably going to get tomatoes thrown at you up and down downtown San Antonio, because we're about to rain on the parade of the Spurs fans, but I think this is needed right now. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, you gotta kind of put things in perspective. You know, it's not always sunshines and roses all the time. You know, there's a sense of realism that needs to be reported on. So that's where we come in.
Well, and with that, let's go ahead and dive right into this. Let's rewind the clock a little bit. You know what happened recently. Kawhi Leonard, he's coming back. Might be coming back, with emphasis on might. He has been spotted at Spurs practice. He hasn't really practiced with the team, so to speak, as far as 5-on-5, but he's still in the vicinity. He's still at the facility, and he's at least at the practice facility, weightlifting and training and looking to make his way back, as the report came out, or more like Popovich said, late March. Now, I know it's a big to-do. I get it. He's been out for a good chunk of the time. We know that the Spurs are not going to make it too far in the postseason without their number one guy. Everybody's rejoicing, and I get it. I completely get it. But we're not out of the woods quite yet. So, Joe, I'm going to head and dive right into this, and here are my reasons why I think we need to pump the brakes a bit, slow down, and take a deep breath. Okay, we all know about the pros of Kawhi Leonard coming back, but what are the cons that could be looming? I think, Joe, the biggest one right now is he can call it a day again. He did it once. He can do it again. Just because they're trying to get him back in late March does not mean he will play all of the following month, all the postseason. He came back and played 9 games and said, you know what, I still don't feel good. And he shut it down again. Listeners, got to listen to this. He can do it again. So pretty much brace yourself, because if his quad is not reacting the way he wants to and the way he doesn't want to interfere with his health, and the Spurs don't want to do that as well, this is a chance that he can also play another 9-game span. Call it a day. Joe, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he can do. I mean, you got to look at it and take everything in contrast and perspective, so to speak, because it's positive, yes, that he is making progress and he's feeling better and he wants to come back and play. Now, the reality of it is he still has to go through the process. He still has to go and practice 3-on-3. Then he has to go and do the 5-on-5. Then he has to go to, like, you know, full out contact sessions with the team. And then at that point, it has to be like a collective agreement with everybody. You have to have votes. And out of the three people who vote, which I believe it's the player, it's the coach, and another another person within the staff, everyone has to come into an agreement and say, look, yes, we all agree you're ready. If one says you're not, then you're not playing. So it's still a long road ahead of us. You know, we really don't know at this point. Yes, he's going to come back before the end of the season. He could. He could not. You know, it's up in the air. And I think we need to just come back to reality and say, yes, it's great that he might come back, but we have to act like the Spurs player said, act like he's not going to come back.
You're absolutely right. Look, if the Spurs players are taking that approach, I think the fans need to take that approach as well. Because, look, there's a protocol. Popovich spoke about it in the last media session after a practice recently and said there's protocols he'll have to go through, as Joe detailed. At any moment, if he says, you know what, nah, it ain't working, sorry, then brace yourself. Popovich may come back and say he's out indefinitely once again. And you know that's going to rile you up. It's going to rile everybody up across the NBA world. You know, what is going on? It's going to start turning the fans of rumors again. It's just going to get really ugly. So pretty much that is still on the horizon. That is why we're not out of the woods just quite yet when it comes to this Kawhi Leonard saga. All right, point number two, why I'm going to be raining on your Kawhi Leonard parade. We still don't know if he's going to re-sign, or at least let me rephrase that, sign that Supermax deal this coming summer. And I think that is the biggest elephant in the room. That, Joe, listener, is going to tell us exactly where he sees himself, in a Spurs uniform or looking elsewhere. Let's face it, Joe, we're happy that he's hopefully coming back. And if he does, bravo. But until I see his name inked on that piece of paper, signed Kawhi Leonard, Supermax deal, I'm with the Spurs for 5 more years, I think we still have to hold our breaths. We don't know what's going on with him and his mindset, where he wants to be, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're going to find out, like you said, in the summertime when the Spurs, if they offer him a Supermax deal, let's see if he accepts. And the thing is, we're going to actually find out, are the Spurs really going to offer him a Supermax deal? And is it going to be this summer? I mean, he signed technically through, you know, next season. But from what I hear and the way that it works is, if the Spurs offer him a deal and he declines it, then he's on the market. I believe he becomes at that point what they call a restricted free agent, where he can take in other offers from other teams, and the Spurs have the right to either match it or decline it and say you're free to go. So it's a sticky situation. And now he has this quad injury, and you got to ask yourself, is it a recurring injury? Is he over it? Is he, you know, is he worth the $217 million that they're gonna offer him? There's a lot of question marks and a lot of, you know, things that are unanswered. It's going to be a really tough decision.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard is a quiet guy, as you know, and everybody else knows. He has not spoken at all to the media or in public, or even just released some sort of statement regarding the situation that he finds himself with the team. Now, yes, you know, not shocking. Kawhi Leonard, quiet, ooh, you know, breaking news here. But I think it would help, at least as far as calming fears of will he or won't he stay in San Antonio. We just don't know yet. And that's why we got to just say, hey, you know, take a step back. Just, it's good that he's making an attempt to come back. Look, Popovich said after the recent practice that Kawhi wants to be back on the court. Great. But now can he say, does he envision himself a Spur for life? That'd be fun. I think that will also quell a lot of nerves. I get it. You know, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer on your Friday. I know TGIF. But as each day passes, you got to keep this in mind. We don't know how he's going to respond to that quad yet, and we still don't know where his mindset. And now, finally, Joe, I want to bring up this point. He supposedly is going to come back. Popovich saying that he's looking at a late March time frame. But let's face it, if the rumors are true that there's some issues between the Spurs and Kawhi, there's some smoothing over of feelings that need to be done. So we're not out of the woods yet. Kawhi may be wanting to come back. Yeah, he's a competitor, but that doesn't mean he may not like it or be happy where he's at. So I think we need to take a step back in the sense of, hey, Spurs, Leonard, y'all need to pretty much kiss and make up. And they need to do this fast, Joe, because we see this NBA season is flying by. And next thing you know, you're going to blink your eyes and it's time for that period where he can sign the Supermax and everybody's going to be biting their fingernails. So basically, Joe, I guess my final takeaway is this. There's some healing that needs to be done, Joe.
Yeah, definitely. And healing needs to come from both parties. I think they need to meet somewhere in the middle and say, you know what? We've been patient with you, Kawhi. You know, we did our part. And Kawhi probably feels a certain way about maybe being misdiagnosed and still not feeling 100%. And, you know, whatever the case may be, you just got to let things go. Move on, move forward. And you know what? I have a saying, money makes all the bad things disappear.
I bet it does.
So there you have it. You know, if he gets offered that contract, I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll feel a lot better, you know?
Yeah, and again, just because he's offered that contract, you know, doesn't mean he has to sign it. He can decline it, as I mentioned in the second takeaway. And I think at that point, then we'll really know where the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard stands. And so, you know, at that moment, Joe, that the trade rumors begin, the draft would be right around the corner. If he declines to sign the Supermax, or if the Spurs lowball him, and maybe he thinks he should be getting 219, maybe to give him 200, you never know. Hopefully they don't quibble, I mean, over millions of dollars. That's crazy to say, but to them it's probably pocket change. But, you know, and there's other factors too, in the sense that how Kawhi, the Spurs, maybe the fan base are not out of the woods yet. How he's going to mesh with the team. What about LaMarcus Aldridge and the impact on his play? Will he decline a bit knowing that Kawhi's back? There's so many things to keep an eye on, but mainly those three big issues are going to be looming should he return. I got to say, he did it once, Joe. Shutting it down, he can definitely do it again. And right now, in the immediate future, that's my biggest concern. He did it once, he can do it again. But, Joe, what is your final? What is your take? You know, I mentioned about three things that Spurs fans should still keep an eye on. Do you have one?
I actually have one, and I think it's an important one. I think if the fan base here in San Antonio, they want Kawhi to stay, be vocal about it. Tell him you're still behind him. Tell him he's wanted. Tell him you believe in him. You know, if the fans don't say anything and they just stay quiet and let's watch what unfolds in front of us, that really doesn't make me, or as a player, should I say, give me reassurance that both the city and the team want me to stay. You know, if we as fans don't go on Twitter and bombard him and tell him, we're glad you're coming back, we still believe in you, get healthy, get better, and kind of, you know, pump the ego a little bit and let him know that you're still wanted, he might go elsewhere where somebody else makes him feel like he can make a difference and he's wanted and he feels the love. You know, if he doesn't feel that here in San Antonio, he might bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Joe pretty much laid the gauntlet down. You're up, Spurs fans. Let Kawhi know how much you want him to stay in San Antonio. And the time to do that is now. Because of everything they're saying, the media and reports left and right, saying there's some bad blood, well, do your part right now. Those are our thoughts on the Kawhi Leonard Spurs situation. Sorry to rain on your parade, but we want to hear what you have to say. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And by the way, Joe Garcia is the main man over at Two Shots Podcast, a great Spurs podcast. Joe, what's going on with Two Shots?
We're still cranking out new episodes after every game. And, you know, if any important news comes out, of course, we'll do a little recap on that as well. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at 2S Podcast. And we have a new website, and you can follow that at www.twoshotssa.com.
All right, so go check out Two Shots Podcast ASAP. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.